From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Following up on last week's story on rural school mental health, I went to Eldon to meet up with a couple people from the school district there who see the issue play out in different ways. High school counselor Tara Jenkins, community resource director Megan Hess, and elementary school teacher Katie Schulte.
My name is Tara Jenkins, and I am the high school counselor. As counselor, I handle a lot of the everyday mental health concerns that go on, and then also scheduling, testing, career and college planning. I see a lot of issues with just peer relationships. There's a lot of drama that happens between friend groups in high school. There's also issues that I kind of classify under an umbrella of depression and anxiety type issues, and it's just a lot of times it's dealing with the pressures of school. They're beginning to work for the first time also, and just the everyday stresses that go into being a student and then also being part of a family that sometimes doesn't always have all the means that they need to.
It's greatly changed just within the period of time that I've been out of high school. I graduated from here in 2007. I never would have dreamed of talking to the counselor whenever I was in high school. And it was, the only reason that you went to the counselor was if you needed, help in signing up for the ACT or you needed a transcript sent. There really wasn't a huge focus on mental health. But I feel like over the past few years, just in me being here, I think this is my seventh year, something like that I've been here. And even within that time period, I feel like kids have gotten a lot more comfortable in expressing emotions in a more positive way and being able to say, like, this is how I'm feeling because of this. And they're able to label what it is that they're feeling.
I'm Katie Schulte, and I've been a teacher for the last 6 years in Eldon. So working with the ages that I've worked with, for a lot of students, it is more apparent when they're struggling, especially at that age. It's, more out in the open for you to notice. Someone might be acting differently. So I always try to baseline build those relationships so students feel comfortable telling me I'm mad or I'm upset. Once you have that relationship built, it's a lot easier for them to open up and tell you either how they're feeling, and then hopefully, as the year progresses, be comfortable expressing what they need from me. I think there's actually less obstacles, personally. That could be just my view of it because I love it here. But I think that when you have more relationships local, you see all the familiar faces. I see students anywhere I go in Eldon. I think that it's easier because you have those relationships like, oh, I saw my teacher at Walmart. You get to make that connection of, oh, hi, I was your child's teacher a year ago or this year or 5 years ago. Working with the younger students, I think my goal is more for them to realize what emotion they're having. So I am sad or I am frustrated or I am angry about whatever it is. That's okay. I'm not going to talk you out of being frustrated or sad or angry, but I'm going to tell you, these are the things we can do. And then to normalize that, like, it's normal to have emotions. Everyone should have emotions, and that's fine, and you can be sad, and that's okay. And then we're going to work through it, and then we're going to be happy and have a great rest of the day. And not, like, we're having a rough moment. We don't have to have a rough day.
I am Megan Hess. I'm the Community Resource Director for the Eldon School District. I do a variety of things. My main role is to lead the PAVE AmeriCorps program. We provide academic interventions for kids kindergarten through 12th grade. But then I also help to lead our mental health team. We've been looking a lot into what we can do to be more intentional about the support that we provide to our kids. In rural schools, you have people who wear a lot of hats, and so we need to be as efficient as we can with their time. What it all adds up to is showing our kids how to have grit, because it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to face traumatic experiences in life. You're going to have loss of family members, changes in your job, things happen all the time, and we need to show our kids that it's everybody gets angry, everybody gets sad, everyone has a whole array of different emotions, and we have to show them how to navigate that, and no matter what they face.
I think it's really important that as a district we're starting this at the lower elementary, at the youngest kids we have, as opposed to waiting until high school and it's a huge issue, starting giving them these skills and strategies and normalizing all the emotions they're having. So that way it's not playing catch up when they're older, it's starting from the beginning.
I think Katie mentioned earlier that sometimes mental health, the things that students struggle with as far as mental health, it's very easy to see, but some of those things are not. The kids can slip through the cracks if we're not able to identify them because they internalize a lot of that stuff. So those assessments are going to be able to help us to identify that from day one, and then we can work on helping them grow toward that grit.